be very interested to see how you defend what you did. Live the web girl. Honestly, I was cool this morning when we came in, but thinking about it, I've been like building up resentment all morning, just getting mad at you. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Live the web girl pretty much left me and Porkchop high and dry after we got to be celebrity judges for a comedy event, like an open mic kind of a thing. For the funniest person, it was at Helium Comedy Club, and we're there, we do our judging, it's like an hour and a half, not that long, and we're wrapping up, we do a group photo. All of a sudden, it's like 5 minutes later, we're like, hey, Porkchop, where's Liv at? Is she in the bathroom or something? And we text you, we don't hear anything at first, we wait around like 20 minutes, come to find out, Liv the web girl pulls a classic Irish goodbye and just dipped after our photo. It didn't say a dang thing, and we looked like dummies waiting around for you for like 20 minutes. We thought maybe she's using the restroom or something, doing freshening up. So we wait, eventually she texts back like, oh, hey guys, I left. Why did you not just tell us that you were leaving? And the question I want to get into is, because I'm sure she's going to defend it, is it okay to do a quote-unquote Irish goodbye where you just kind of slide out the door? You don't say goodbye to everybody. I hate that. I hate when people do that. I cannot stand it.
The Irish goodbye is like my MO. It is what I'm known for. All of my friends, all of my family know this about me. It doesn't matter where I am. I could be at my niece's 2-year-old birthday party, or I could be at a bar. But I will Irish goodbye every time I'm leaving somewhere because goodbyes are so awkward.
What do you mean goodbyes are awkward? It's simply, hey, I'm leaving, bye.
But then you get into like conversations, like leaving conversations, and those are the absolute worst because they can go on for forever. You never know when they're going to wrap up, and you have to be like, oh, like, but it was like fun tonight. Like, oh yeah, okay. Like, well, I'll like see you tomorrow, or like, how are you getting home? Like, it's just like these awkward conversations when you're saying bye to people and you're trying to exit. Like, you can't just be like, okay, bye, and then like ditch.
It sounds like you're bad at saying goodbye, to be honest with you, because all you have to do, you walk up like, hey, everybody, bye, have a good night, and you just leave and you keep on walking. You don't talk, you don't engage.
Yeah, but then you have the people that are like, oh, no, don't, like, if you're out at the bar or someone's like, oh, no, like, don't leave, or like, oh,
you keep
hey,
on
like,
walking and say,
I
bye.
Wanted to ask you a last question, you know? Like, say that I was leaving the comedy club, and I was like, all right, like, bye, Porkchop, bye, Joe. And then, like, Joe, you're like, hey, wait, for the show tomorrow. Like,
don't even bring this in.
And it's like, it's late. I don't want to talk about that right now. I mean, and also, I'm sorry, when you're leaving, do you handshake? Do you fist bump? Do you do the awkward side hug?
How do you
like,
get out of this?
It's just bad.
How do you say goodbye? 833-563-2539. Do you think it's acceptable? Because I'm really disappointed in you if you were listening to the Joe and Alex show. If you think it's acceptable just to say goodbye and not give anybody a dang clue where the heck you went. Or do you think it's appropriate and the right thing to do and you're a decent human being with a soul and you actually you say goodbye to people? How would you feel if I left and didn't say goodbye?
I would not care. I'd be like, oh, thank goodness I didn't want to say goodbye
Wrong
either.
Wrong question. How about if like your sister just left and said goodbye? You wouldn't be like, oh, where's my sister? I hope she's okay. You wouldn't worry about her?
No. My cousin does this Irish goodbye. I learned it from her. And everyone knows that that's just her thing. So it's not like they're worried about her or super concerned about her because they just know. Like, oh, she pulled a her and just left. Just did the Irish goodbye. I think Irish goodbyes are more acceptable. I think more people should do them. What do you think, Porkchop?
I am exactly like Joe. Like,
what?
Allegedly, I think I don't know. I might have separation anxiety or something because I have to say bye to everyone. And it's not some weird, awkward, long out bye like you're talking about. It's just like I have to let everyone know that, hey, like I had fun. Thank you for having me. Or, you know, I was glad to hang out with you. I'll see you next time. And that's it.
Right, but it's normally never that short, ever. And it's easier, I will say this, it's easier to leave you guys because I literally will just be like,
all right, bye.
Yeah, I'll see you in a couple hours and like I'll just say bye. And if you like try to start talking to me again, like we're comfortable enough to have a relationship to where I can be like, yeah, no, I'm going to go.
But
I'm leaving.
It's also a sign of respect, I think.
Yeah, you disrespect us a lot.
I mean, like if I'm, let's say I'm working an event or something like that, I have to go to the client and tell them like, hey,
okay,
thank
well,
you so
that's
much for
different.
Having
if
me.
It's work,
how is it different?
That is different
how
from
is
work.
It different?
I would always, always,
I don't think
if
it's
work.
I think it's a respect thing.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, obviously, if it's like detrimental to like my job or like money or anything like that, okay, I'm always going to give a goodbye. I'm saying when you're in a situation, a social, all I'm talking about is a social situation.
Right. I got that. So now how, when you do say goodbye to like a client or someone, how do you do it?
I say, oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me. It was so great. I'm going to like, thank you so much. Like, it was so nice to meet you.
So then what's the difference?
I'm heading out. Because with friends, one, they'll
she
either
doesn't care
try
about
to,
her friends.
No, they'll try to convince you to stay there longer. They're going to be like, why are you leaving so early? Like, why don't you just stay longer? And also, like, with someone like Joe, you could get wrapped up in an exit conversation for 30 minutes.
That is so false. The fact that you are trying to talk disparagingly about me,
oh my gosh,
really hurts my
feelings.
Joe,
you have done this before when I'm leaving the studio, and you're like, oh, wait, hey. And then I'm like, yeah, what's up? And then it turns into a 20-minute conversation.
Because it's about our show, because we have to plan our amazing show.
So, like, I wish, like, but if I Irish goodbye, it would not be a problem.
All right. Whose side are you on? I just want to clear this out right now. Are you team it's okay to Irish goodbye somebody and leave? Or are you on the right side saying, listen, you need to make sure you say goodbye?
We're getting tweets right now, and Bailey said, I am totally with Liv. Irish goodbyes are the best. And then ND says, no, Liv is rude. She is the worst and only cares about herself.
I say we practice Liv's theory, Joe.
Okay.
I say, you know, on the radio, we call this, what we're doing right now, a talk break. I say we don't end our talk breaks. I just say you, like, randomly just start a song and we don't say
perfect.
Irish goodbyes. Liv the Web Girl is the most Irish person I've ever met in my life. If you know what that is, that means you're the person that leaves a party or leaves a place and doesn't say goodbye. You wonder, well, I hope they made it home okay. Where'd they go? Are they mad at me? Now, me and Porkchop were like, you know what? You need to say goodbye to somebody. You don't have to have an hour-long conversation. Be like, hey, have a good night, Liv. We're leaving. And Liv's like, no, that never happens that way. You always get stuck talking to people. What side are you on? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say hi to Dolores this morning. Hey, Dolores, thanks for calling in. What do you think? What side are you on?
Good morning, guys. So I totally understand Liv's point, but I'm definitely on your side, Joe, and Porkchop.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of just, like, rude. And I was just raised that way. I think it just kind of shows like what kind of family values you have sometimes. Ooh. But I do.
Shots fired.
Jeez.
Well, I like love Liv, but like my sister does that. She just dips. And when she leaves, my family talks shit. They're like, there she goes again. Like, no one cares. Like, she doesn't care about anybody. And it just kind of like looks bad, but I get it. Sometimes you say bye and then you're just caught up in like, Okay, I gotta go. Bye. So I get it.
Yeah, it just takes a while to get through to that goodbye.
You just must not be good at communicating. Let's try it right now. You're leaving. Here it is. Go ahead. We're leaving. Go ahead. Go.
All right, Joe. I'm gonna go. See you later.
All right, cool, Liv. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.
All right. And that is ideal. That is ideal. I'm telling you what, the ideal goodbye. But when we are out somewhere, when we are not in this studio and you're not sitting down working, it's awkward. Do we hug? Do we not hug? And sometimes the goodbye conversations can linger. They can. No one wants to admit that they're one of those people that when people are trying to say goodbye, they start up another conversation, but it happens.
That's not me, though. You keep on saying it's me.
It is.
Ron's on the Joe and Alex show at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Ron, are you an Irish goodbye where you just leave and don't say anything? Or
no,
do you actually say goodbye?
No, that's rude. You don't. You say hello, don't you?
Liv, do you say hello to people?
Duh, all the time.
Well, wait, okay. Why is that a duh, but goodbye is not?
Because goodbyes are awkward. Hellos are not awkward.
Every beginning has an end.
That should
not
be a
song. Not in my book. Not in my book. And okay, here's the thing. When a big time I Irish goodbye, big time.
When you're drunk?
Yes, when I am at the bars and I am drunk, I get to a tired level. Sometimes I just get to a level where I'm like, bro, I need to dip. I need to go home. I am tired. I want some popcorn.
I love that.
I just want to go home.
I love that you call it tired. What do you mean? Like when I start to black out and
Maybe I feel a blackout coming on and I'm like, dude, I drank too much. I need to get out of here. But sometimes it really is. I'm just tired. It's like I've already danced so much. And here's my problem. When I go out with my friends too, a lot of times like I'm the like monkey that they can like laugh at. Like I just do funny
things. You're the jester. You make everybody just,
Yes. And I'm dancing and everything like that. So I get tired. I just want to go home, but I know if I tell them, they're going to be like, you're so lame. Or like, come on, stay out with me. You have to be my wing woman. Like all of this stuff. So I'm like, dude, I'm dipping without telling anyone.
Ron, thank you for calling in. Let's say good morning to Monica, 833-JOE-ALEX. Are you team? Say goodbye. Your team live over here where you just do the Irish goodbye and you sneak on out like you're a secret agent. Monica, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are you doing?
It is definitely a hello, goodbye. You do have to do that. When I was younger, I did grow up in a very small town in Cluj, but you do. You give hugs and kisses when you come in, and you give hugs and kisses when you leave. My dad always said, show respect. So we just learned it's a family value thing. It really is.
I think you're dead on with that. Your dad had a good point when he said respect.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Right, but...
that are cousins, they were older, you still gave them hugs and kisses like they were your aunt and uncle.
But see, the reason why I give Irish goodbyes to my family is because I don't live by them. I'm the only person in my family that lives out of town. So then they get sad, and my mom cries every time I leave, which makes me cry, and then I'm sad on my way home from my parents' house. And so it's like if I just Irish goodbye, no tears.
So we
no
finally,
sweat.
Monica, I'm so glad you called in. We finally figured out why this is happening. It's because Liv has a really bad relationship with her mom when it comes to saying goodbye. No, you are, because you're taking it back to your mom.
I just broke
it down and said the reason you don't is because you can't say goodbye to your mother.
It's different situations. That is the one with my family. There's also the situation with my friends where they're like, you're lame. Stay out with us. Come on. And I'm like, dude, I'm poor. I can't keep spending money. I can't keep buying Vegas bombs.
Well, that's why you're supposed to get them for free.
Well, sometimes I can manage that, but not always.
All right,
I'm not
that
good.
Take this to our social media. We'll get out of this thing as quickly as possible without saying anything else. Twitter, it's @JoeAndAlexShow.